I would like to drink a cup of coffee. Yes, coffee is the thing I'd like to drink.
It's time for Coffee at the Merck, as we sit down monthly with Chris Shellstead at Madison Mercantile and see what's happening.
If you talk to me, then in response I'll see. Coffee, 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 coffee.
All right, good afternoon, everybody. Paul Ramo broadcasting live from the Madison Mercantile here with Chris Shellstead, another Coffee at the Merck, Chris.
Yes, Paul, it's exciting. I think one of the best things about today is that it's cooler and we got some rain.
Yeah.
Boy, that just made all the difference in the world for everybody's attitudes, and yeah, the crops looking yep. a little happier already.
Yeah, well, it was kind of spotty yesterday, 1.8 here in Madison, but you know, just a mile down the road, nothing big, apparently.
Crazy. Yep. Yeah. No, we're happy that there's a little break in the rain, though, because the contractors are out here pulling up our sidewalk and hopefully putting in some new curb cuts for some of our clients and customers who use assistive devices. That's going to be a really nice addition to the front of the Merck.
All right. That's great. And speaking of the construction guys out there, they gave you a hand this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, it was funny. I pulled up with my trailer, backed in, and they were all kind of waiting for a supervisor to show up, and I said, "Do you guys know anything about moving pianos?" And they just all jumped up and helped. I got another piano this time it was from Esther Mills, who was a former English teacher for lots of us. She donated a really nice compact piano that we can use in our practice room, in our lessons room.
Yeah, you took me in there before we went on the air. It was pretty nice.
Yeah, she was happy to find a new home for it that's going to get used, and it'll be good for us to have a piano that's behind closed doors that people who maybe are just starting out with playing can kind of practice without a whole bunch of people listening.
Right.
That'll be
so
really
you got
nice.
A piano in here. Another one.
Yes, that makes three yep. pianos and an organ, and the little practice room that the new piano is in is also home to the piano lessons, or I'm sorry, the guitar lessons that we have on Thursdays.
Oh.
There was 8 students during the school year, and that dropped off a bit in the summer, but I think that's going to pick up again. Pat Howie, the guitar teacher, has been very popular and does a great job, especially with youngsters, on getting them involved in music.
So hats off to the two workers out here that gave you a hand this afternoon.
Actually, four of them.
Oh, four of them.
I didn't have to do anything. It was great.
Well, hats off to them. That was pretty nice of them.
Yeah.
Moving pianos isn't easy.
Yep. I appreciate it. And if it violated the contract or something, I'm sorry. I'm going to deny it ever happened. But they've been really great folks to deal with. They're doing a great job here in Madison, getting everything done quickly and very professionally.
That's right. Well, what's happening here at the Madison Merck? A lot of things going on. We have a special guest, too.
We do. So one of the key things about the Merck is that we want this to be open and accommodating, and so new people move into town can wander in and find out a little bit about the community and maybe start their own gig. So I'm looking at Don Pastor Quam here. Don is a good friend of mine. She's a neighbor, but she also found that the Merck was a great place for her to get involved in the community and learn more about the community and start something. So I'd love for Don to let us know what she thinks of the Merck and what it meant to her as a new resident.
Yeah, welcome to Coffee at the Merck, Pastor Don.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here.
You like the Madison Mercantile here?
Absolutely, yes. Ironically, I believe I moved to Madison almost the same month for sure that you opened.
Yes.
And,
a little over a year ago then.
I can remember one of the things I like to do as a pastor, I've moved a few times, visiting communities. I'll kind of just snoop around a little, and after I interview, I'll just drive through town. Well, let's see what they got on the main drag. And drove by this place, and the sign was already up, and that was like December?
Yeah.
And I saw the sign and community creativity and coffee, and I'm like, oh, those are my three favorite things. So I was just curious. So I thought, this looks like a place I want to check out and come back to town. You know, I'm looking for a house and drive by there again. And never looked like anything was going on. And I thought, oh, maybe it came and went already. And so I kept nosing around and finally started asking around, and you were open.
Yeah. Yeah, we opened up, and then one of the first things that happened was groups decided they needed a place to do things. So the Quilt Club you know, study clubs and things like that. It's just, that was just a great thing for us to have people just embrace the space.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that was added to that recently was Pastor Don's Thursday morning Bible study.
Mm-hmm. It's called Manna and Mercy. And so I've learned acronyms on my calendar. It's M&M. So
yeah, there you go.
There is 3M, you could call it, at the Merck. Manna and Mercy at the Merck. So.
And it works out great for you because you pastor the Care Center and 3 churches,
mm-hmm.
and this is kind of a central location, right?
It is, yes, yes. Coming from Nassau, Marietta, and Lewisburg, plus quite a few folks that actually live here in Madison. It's been great to have a central place. So we're not kind of, well, now which week are we in Madison and when are we in Marietta? And this way we're always in one spot. And,
yeah. And if it's any indication,
accommodating.
I hear a lot of laughing and discussion, and looks like
yeah.
it's been very well received.
It's been a great study. Great group of people.
What a great place to have a Bible study
yeah.
in Madison Merck.
Yeah. Yep, it is. It is.
In the winter, we have the gentlemen from Garfield Church here Friday mornings. They brave the cold and come in early. And so it's, you know, in addition to Bible studies like that, we've had book clubs, other things like quilt clubs and art shows. And there's starting to be a recurring retired teacher's coffee that's starting.
Oh, wow.
Yep. Esther Mills was my English teacher. And we had a teacher's get together during the Dragon Fest. And they enjoyed it so much they wanted to have a monthly event. So that's coming up again here this week on the 10th. So if you were a teacher or worked at the Madison School at any time, you're welcome to come and meet up with the other teachers on the 10th.
Awesome. Pastor Don, what do you like about the Madison work since you've been here?
I was thinking about that, of those 3 C's. I don't know which one I like. Probably the sense of
the 3
community.
C's, what's that?
Coffee, community, and creativity.
There you go.
Yes, yes. And I thought I would have liked the creativity because I'm really into crafts and the arts, and but really that sense of community here is it can't be beat. I've really embraced that.
Yeah, what Chris has done in a year here.
Yes.
All the different. There's so many different groups that meet here, and
yeah.
I'm one of them. I'm in the social media group that meet here once a month. And
it's one of the
great space.
It's one of the most gratifying things is to look out over the crowd or whatever and see people talking to each other who maybe never had the opportunity to meet before,
mm-hmm.
or whose paths don't cross otherwise at work or school or church or whatever. So it's nice to see those new relationships being formed.
Mm-hmm. Good. All right, a lot of stuff has happened during the summer and coming up, Chris.
Yes.
You got a list in there in front of you.
I do. You know, it was our first full summer that we were open with all the amenities, and so we weren't sure what to expect. And we made sure we had plenty of ice and cold drinks and things like that. And we had some kids who came by almost daily to play pool and hang out. We had some moms and their little ones stop by regularly. And some new people popping in now and then, but I think one of the best things about the summer was really just having a place for people to cool off, walk in, read a book, put their feet up, and just chill a bit.
Well, people do that?
They did. They do.
Oh, nice.
They do. And
you're one of them.
Yeah, John's one of them for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
So that's been fun, and then we've had some formal activities as well. So we've had some great music events. Last weekend we had Clark Moctimus here. Had a nice crowd for him. And he's a singer-songwriter out of Waconia, but he has a farm out here in this area and has been coming out here for the last 40 years. So it's great to have him here. And then the next music event is August 19th, where Charlie Roth is bringing the Weary Ramblers. I think I at least had one typo on a poster where I called them the Weary Travelers. But the Weary Ramblers,
okay.
who I understand are very accomplished guitar and violin player, and I think that's going to be a really nice show. We're going to call that our back-to-school show and probably have some specials for that on August 19th.
August 19th. Mark that on your calendar, okay?
Mm-hmm. And we'll have other musical events coming up soon, too. We've got, I don't know if you were here for the Tom Fernholz Together Again Old Time Country Band.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. We're just talking to Tom today about getting them back here probably the first week in October.
Nice.
Yeah, a lot of people enjoyed that. So music, for sure, and then in the art gallery, this past month we've had Steve Bergeson, and everybody might remember him as a class of 81, the best class, alumni, and he now lives down in Jackson, but he brought a show up here with his friend Furman Woodbury, who has ties to Madison as well. So That show will be up for another week or two, so come on down to the Merck and take a look at Steve and Furman's work before it gets replaced with what's next on the agenda.
Nice. Talk about art. You got the big news here with the mural that's going on in Madison here.
Yes. So the Madison Arts Council is one of the organizations that hangs out here at the Merck, and I'm pretty active in that as well. You know, we got funding through the Southwest Minnesota Arts Council for the mural that's going on the side of the Grand Theater. Well, that mural, the artists were here a few weeks ago or months ago now, and the community helped sort of do some panels for that. All of that and everything else is going to get installed the week of the 13th through the 19th of August. So
okay.
The artists will be here. They'll be down at Grand Park. They'll be doing the installation. It'll be fun for the whole community to see how this is done. And then we'll kind of have a celebration along with a block party on the 16th to kind of celebrate art downtown and make sure those artists know that they're welcome and they're appreciated.
That's great. So you're going to feed the artists.
Yes, every day they're going to come here for lunch, and that'll be a lot of fun. And speaking of music and art, too, we're also there's a tribute to Dick Houck coming up at the Prairie Arts Center coming up soon, and we're going to host a reception after that as well.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the fair, the Lacaparral County Fair coming up in September, and you got big plans for that.
We do. You know, so last year we weren't quite open yet, where we didn't really know what the traffic was going to be like, and so we kind of, you know, it was kind of quiet. This year we're going to go with the art and music theme. We're not going to compete with anything already happening at the fair, but we want to be like a stop on your way into the fair. So we're hosting some artists who do agricultural art, agri art, junk art, make things out of other things found on the farm. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We're just challenging everybody to bring in their homemade creations, and we'll have a show for that, and we're hoping that becomes kind of a yearly thing and give out prizes and make it be a kind of a larger event as the years go on.
Okay. I know you got a lot of other things planned here, Chris.
We do. You know, we just got that Digital Literacy Lab grant from AARP, which will help us establish a set of computers, printers, and a teleconferencing room. That's going to be a great resource for everybody here in town, so we're focusing on that. And we're also focusing on starting our local food hub this winter. So we got a grant from the Department of Ag.
What's that, food hub?
It's kind of a food aggregation point. So if you're a producer and you'd like to get your things into consumers' hands, we'll have the space for that, including storage and things like that. So that'll be fun to work those food programs over the winter.
Nice. Great idea.
Lots happening.
That's for sure. That's for sure. How's the coffee shop doing?
Doing good. I've had a couple local guys help me with my scone skills.
Your scone skills.
Yes. So there's you know who you are out there. Comes in and critiques my scones every morning and has helped me understand how to do it better. So we've got strawberry and blueberry scones and coffee drinks, and then Paige, one of our baristas, is really creative at coming up with cool new drinks that have different flavors and local ties and things like that. So one of the things I'm going to push out there to everybody this next couple weeks is, hey, how are we doing? What do you want to see us do? I want to make sure we get input from the community as much as we can, so we are serving the needs of our local folks.
Good. Just a few minutes here left. I think you're a nonprofit.
Yep.
And you're always welcoming donations, right?
Well, yeah, we might as well put it on the table, huh? You know, we are a 501c3, Madison Art and Innovation Center, and it is a classified as an IRS 501c3 public charity. So although we've been pretty successful with grants, it doesn't cover everything. So if you are looking to participate, to give, you can do that through Thrivent. You can do that in person. You can do that online through hitting the donate button on our website. Or just come on in and toss some cash in the donation plate.
Yep, it's right up front there. What is that website, Chris?
It's MadisonMercantile.com.
That's simple.
It's very simple, and the donate button's on the upper right. There's also a calendar there that we're working on to try to keep that updated. And because one of the hard things is to get the news out about everything that's happening here, so I really appreciate some of our folks out there that help us do that.
All right, real good. Well, hey, the construction guy just came in the door here a little while ago, so he's looking for you, maybe.
Well, I guess I better go talk to him.
Maybe. You don't have another piano for him to move, do you?
No, but I did give him a free drink ticket earlier, so maybe it's that time.
There you go. Pastor Don, thanks for joining us on the program.
You're welcome.
And your Bible study is open?
Absolutely. 9 o'clock Thursday mornings here at the Merck.
Come down to the Merck.
Yep.
Sounds great. Thank you, Paul, for everything you do.
All right. And that's another Coffee at the Merck here of Paul Ramel broadcasting from Madison Mercantile along with Chris and Pastor Don.
Thanks for joining us for Coffee at the Merck with Chris Shelstead. Join us again next month for Coffee at the Merck.
Coffee to wake me up each morning. Coffee to put me to bed each night.